AM show on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. Got a question about your future? Call Myrna now at 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO.
Hello there and welcome in. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you until 7 o'clock. Looking forward to talking with you about what's going on in your life. I'm an astrologer and a card reader, and it's that background that enables me to take a close look into your future and give you some information about what's going on. For example, if you're born under the sign of Virgo and you tell me your birthday, I know where the planets were, at least roughly on the day that you were born, and I know where they are right now. That information gives me a clue about what you're dealing with in your life. If you're born under Taurus or Gemini or Aquarius, all of the same thing holds. What goes on here is you pick up your phone and you give us a call at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. And Ken answers the phone. He'll ask your first name. You can make one up. That's okay. He'll ask your birthday. Now, I need that for the reason that I just explained, because I need to have an idea about what's going on in your horoscope. Then I use a deck of ordinary playing cards because that enables me to make predictions for you. The questions you might ask, anything that has to do with your life at home or on the job, with your friends or family. You might want to know whether you're going to meet somebody cute anytime soon or get a new job or buy a house that you've been looking at. Any kind of question is welcome. The only really important rule here is that you must ask me one specific question. And the reason for the rule is just that we don't have enough time on the air for me to take a look at absolutely everything that's going on in your life. That happens when you and I get together privately for an hour. Anyway, if this is not completely clear, it will be soon, because I'm going to under the sign of Scorpio. How long has he had back problems?
Oh, most of all his life.
Really? Has he had
prior? He broke his back when he was 3 years old.
Oh, my goodness. Did he ever have any surgeries?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. The King of Spades is the card that represents him, and he's fallen in the very first house of the reading, so that makes it easy for me to count forward and see what's going on physically. You know, it's interesting. When I look in his second house, which is human health, the body in general, I do see that there's confusion. It's like it's not sure that that's the best way to go even yet.
Exactly, yep.
And in the sixth house, which represents health in general, there are two diamonds in there, which is potential. It's like there's still some things that might be done before surgery becomes absolutely the answer. And in fact, up in the ninth house, which represents doctors, he's got cards that really look quite promising. Surgery is an option, but no. Your question was, is it going to happen or does it need to happen right away? These cards say, no, not right away. In fact, I believe that it will make sense to wait at least 3 months and reconsider before even thinking about that. It's as if there's something new going on, some sort of new almost position, almost way of posturing himself, some way of carrying himself that's changing some of the tension in his back.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Jan. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, Doreen in North Providence. Welcome to the program.
How are you today?
I am always having a good time when I'm here, Doreen. This is just great.
Oh, I love your show. You're great.
Well, thank you.
I have one quick question.
Mm-hmm.
I've been at the same job for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely love my job. I've been in the same position. Do you see, any chance of, yeah.
And if you don't make a move within the next year and a half, I think that there's very little likelihood for you to move up in this particular company. So it's extremely important that you find out about opportunities right now. Okay, now I've got the cards down. And in the place that represents your job, what I see in the sixth house is three diamonds. Diamonds are all about opportunity, not actuality. One of those is a four of diamonds, and that is the possibility of change, but it's operating on the level of thought, of talk, and not of action. And when I look up in the 10th house, which represents the company employing you, the cards are nice there. They say that they do appreciate you, but it seems to me that there have been a couple of people hired in since you who have already gone beyond where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do think you have to wonder what they think of you and why you're being so patient.
Okay, gotcha.
It makes sense to you, doesn't it? You have seen this go on, haven't you?
Yeah, Yes, they've been hiring outside the company. I mean, it's not just me. It's people that have been there 7, 10, 15 years. They've been hiring outside.
Mm-hmm.
And none of us have gotten promoted out of, like, 25 of us.
Okay. Well, for me, that would be a very clear message. Their message is they want fresh ideas, and they think they have a better chance of getting fresh ideas from outside the company rather than promoting from within. So therefore, just think this through. If you go to another company, you'll be perceived as the fresh ideas.
Correct, yes,
so
I see.
It is absolutely time for you to be looking elsewhere. I don't mean this week. We're in a Mercury retrograde right now. I certainly don't mean for the next couple of weeks. But after we get through the middle of June, when Mercury goes direct, that would be the only problem is, do you think you're going to get promoted? No, I don't think you are.
Okay. Well,
good
thank
luck,
you
Doreen.
So very much.
You're welcome. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. One line is available for you. Let's talk to Jim in Pawtucket. Jim, welcome to the program.
Hi, Brenna. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Jim. And I see that you're in Aries. And what's your question for me?
Well, Brenna, I'm a real estate agent, and I'm kind of contemplating whether or not to get out of it. My finances have not been well, and I want to know whether it's a good idea, or should I hang in there for a little while longer or what?
Mm-hmm. Okay. How long have you been in the real estate field, Jim?
5 years.
Okay. So, in essence, you got in just before everything fell apart.
Yeah.
Did you have one really good year, or was it just too new?
No, I've had some good years.
Okay. All right. I've read, I think, that something like 30% of all local realtors have not bothered to renew their licenses.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's true.
So the percentage of people who have turned us out, you know, is quite high. And I'm sure I would have done the same. I mean, you can't support your family if you're not making sales.
True. This is my problem. I mean, I am married. My kids are all grown, but it's putting a lot of burden on my wife.
Sure it is. And I look at your cards. You fall in the 10th house of the reading. The 10th house represents your career, and you fall with all four suits, and the woman who is your wife falls right beside you. And she's supportive, and she certainly doesn't blame you for it. But I think that at this point, what she is saying is this family needs two incomes. And the reason that I say that is here's the queen, which is your wife. There's you, the king of hearts. And then beside you, there's a two of clubs and a two of diamonds. That's money, and it's from two sources. So I do think, unfortunately, that the time has come for you to take a break. You can always get back into real estate in another few years. But for the time being, would I encourage you to do something different? Absolutely.
Right.
Okay,
that's
Jim?
Right.
All right,
thank
then.
Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Jane in Woonsocket, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Jane, I see you're a Virgo. And what's your question for me?
I was having some health problem issues, and I just want to know if you could tell me something. I don't know.
Well, you're very young to be having health problems, but when Saturn comes into your sun sign, if there's something latent, it comes to the surface. So this was something, had you had anything connected to this in the past?
No.
Not really.
Not really.
Had you been feeling okay up until, say, the fall of 2007?
Pretty much.
Okay, because it's since that time that Saturn came into the sign that can represent the potential for health problems, not the guarantee of them, but the possibility.
Okay.
And also one of the reasons that Virgo might have health problems at this time is that most, not all, Virgos have many planets in the same sign, so that when Saturn goes through, it's affecting a whole lot of things within your horoscope. I have the card that represents you. Your second house cards show your thoughts and your fears around your health. You fall in your own sixth house, which is health, but the cards that are with you are pretty good. The only bad one is the card that I describe as a headache. And in the eighth house, which would require anything surgery or anything serious if necessary, the cards really are not indicating that there's anything that intense going on.
Okay.
Not only that, but you have the Nine of Hearts divine protection in the first house of the reading, and that really does protect your life. The only other thing that I'm concerned about is whether you're comfortable. Thank you for calling. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, if you're new to this show, you know what goes on here. This is it. There's nothing more to it than that. And Ken's waiting because he has one line available for you. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. So Mercury is retrograde, and I need to tell you a little bit about that. You know, we've been through this before together, you and me. Mercury goes retrograde about 3 times a year, and each time for 3 weeks. Sometimes it's more of a problem than others. Mercury rules communication and travel, and so all of the things that are ruled by Mercury tend to become a little bit messed up during the retrograde. So what goes on? Well, you call someone, you leave a message, you don't get a call back. You get a message, you write it down, you lose where you wrote it down. You forget an appointment. You show up early, you show up late. Somebody doesn't come. Just all kinds of things that pertain to plans get confused. So you need to check and double check. It's particularly important in this particular Mercury retrograde because it's taking place in the sign of Gemini. Mercury rules Gemini, so this is like a double whammy. If Mercury's retrograde, it has this kind of twisted stuff going on that relate to all the ideas of Gemini. Again, Gemini ruling communications. So this is kind of a tough time. If you've got to sign a contract, good heavens, have somebody else proofread it. It would be preferable to not start a job until after this particular retrograde is over. And anything that's important in the way of communications, making decisions, if possible, do your homework, do your research, do your thinking about it, but wait until the 19th of June to move forward. I do not hesitate to travel myself under a Mercury retrograde. I do it all the time. I'm fully aware that there may be some changes in plans, but I'm willing to be flexible. I do know that if I'm going to travel... Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Joanne.
Do you do just general for Virgo?
I can do just general for Virgo if you call my office. Phone number at my office is 401-333-7970, 333-7970. And then, Joanna, we can talk as long as you want, and I can tell you, in terms of Virgo, I can tell you about health, work, home environment, major relationships. I can tell you where the planets were when you were born and how that represents your personality. I can tell you where the planets are now and what that sets up for you for about a year into the future. Here on the air, the one most important rule is you need to ask one specific question. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Steve on a cell phone. Steve, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you very much, Myrna.
You're welcome, Steve. I see you're a Libra. What's your question for me?
I have a question about business. My wife and I recently started working for some friends of ours, and I'm wondering, you know, how it's going to go. You know, they were good friends, and now all of a sudden they're like our bosses, and you know, that always changes things, and there's money involved, and
it really does change things. Okay, so you're born under the sign of Libra, and that makes you the King of Diamonds. What's your wife's birthday? I don't need the year.
8/11.
So she's born under the sign of Leo. Okay, so I have your wife, and do you know the birth dates of these friends? If not, I know what cards to use.
He's a Libra.
Okay, fine. All right. So the King of Diamonds is you, and you fall in the same set of cards with the King of Clubs and with the King of Spades and the Queen of Clubs, which could represent these friends. And your wife falls in the same set of cards with the Queen of Diamonds, which would be the woman. Oh, dear, you know you've broken every rule on the planet, don't you?
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, it's fine for friends to have a business, but the contracts need to be very specific. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
But my concern is that you are, if I understood the way you placed it, the way you've presented it is you're working for them.
Yes.
And it's their business.
That's right.
And they've just... So, yes.
Yes. You got it.
And what I'm seeing here, I'm not at all convinced that you're particularly happy doing this.
Oh, I love the work. It's just, you know, I've seen them have trouble with other people in the past, and I always chalk it up to the other people, and I just want to... I'm just curious. I just hope that...
In your sixth house, which represents the work itself, you have beautiful cards. There's no question about that. But the tenth house represents the company that you're working for, and the cards there are not good.
Oh, really?
Now,
oh,
I want you to clearly understand something here. Yes. It is absolutely not your job to step in and apologize or explain for these friends of yours to other employees. That's incredibly inappropriate and can only work against you in the long run. Any person who's ever worked for these people before has a unique and separate relationship with them from what you have with them.
That's true, yes.
And the only smart thing for you to do if anyone complains to you is sort of shrug your shoulders and say, I'm really sorry that went on, period.
Yeah.
If you want this to work, you have to keep things extremely clean. And I can only hope for the best because I think this is muddy water, so I'm going to hope that it really works out for you.
Okay.
Now, it may be, Steve, that the question was overly broad for what I'm capable of doing on the radio.
Sure.
I like to believe that I'm really doing a good job for everyone who calls. But you have asked me a question that, in effect, involves four people.
Sure.
And that
sure.
may have been more than I could do. What I can tell you is both your set of cards in the sixth house, which represents employment, and your wife's. In both sets, the cards do indicate you like the work itself. And you're doing it well. My concern is the company as a whole, and therefore you four very well. I feel better about it.
I think they're going to do very well. They're doing very well, and we're helping them to do well.
Well, then let's just make sure that the contract makes it quite clear that when they do well, so do you.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks for the call, Steve. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Heather in Providence, welcome to the program.
Hi, Marina. How are you?
I'm well, Heather, and I see you're born at the very tail end of the sign of Cancer. And what's your question for me?
I want to know about my current relationship, if you see it working
okay.
or ending.
And what's his birthday?
August 29.
So he's born in Virgo. Virgo and Cancer, generally speaking, are extremely well-suited to each other. Of course, you're right on the very border of the sign of Leo, and without drawing your chart, and really doing the arithmetic, I'm not so sure. I don't know whether you've ever found that out for yourself. But you think
no.
you're born under the sign of Cancer. Okay. I have the card that represents you, and I have the card that represents him. He falls in your fourth house, which means you spend a lot of time with each other. You're in his home or he's in your home,
mm-hmm.
and that's fine. And I think that he feels quite comfortable with you and quite, in effect, connected. I'm not so sure that he's ready, even though it may have been a while, to say, I want us to get married. But he falls with the Nine of Hearts, which is the best card in the deck.
Oh.
And he falls with the Jack of Spades, which is like a second picture of you. So how long have you been seeing him?
A little over 2 years.
It's not too soon. I mean, it's not too long. I wouldn't worry about it. It seems
okay.
like it has a lot of potential, Heather.
Oh, good.
I
Excellent.
Think it has a lot of potential.
Thank you,
So Martha. Let's trust him and let me know when you need a wedding date.
Thanks.
You're welcome. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321.
Honestly,
oh,
thanks.
Nice. Okay. And did we set that date, too?
Yes.
I thought so.
Helpful.
Okay. Now let's go to September, October, and you want a Friday night or a Saturday?
Either one.
Okay. The first Friday in September, the sun is in Virgo, the moon is in Sagittarius that evening, not super. Same for Saturday. We go to the next weekend, and that's Aquarius. I don't like that as much either. I like Friday, the 19th of September. That's a kind of a nice day. The sun's in Virgo, of course. Moon's in Taurus. It's a sun-moon trine. And Jupiter is still in Capricorn, giving something of a grand trine. So I like that one for you. After that, as far as I'm concerned, you don't want to be too close to Halloween. Why don't you aim for the 19th of September and let me know if you can make it work.
September 19th. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. We are out of time for this segment, but we have a lot of time left. So fill up those lines at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. And stay here with me, Myrna Lamb, for the news with Laura Clarizio on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 p.m. Looking forward to talking with you, taking your calls, making predictions based on astrology and a deck of ordinary playing cards. And all you have to do to get involved is give us a call at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's go back to the phones and start with Heidi in Attleboro. Heidi, welcome to the program. Hello, Heidi. Can you hear me? Sorry, Heidi. Try again. Let's talk to Julie in Providence. Julie, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Julie. I see that you're a Virgo, and what's your question for me?
I was wondering about health with the doctor.
Have you had a health problem recently, Julie?
Yeah.
How long has it been going on?
Past 3 weeks.
Oh, it's just started in the past 3 weeks. It should be a while back. Is that right?
The last 3 weeks it's been showing, I've been having more problems.
Okay. You have some difficult cards around you and in several key places that pertain to your health. So there's no question that you need to be under a doctor's treatment. Right now, the best news that I have for you is that I look in the ninth house because the ninth house represents doctors. And up there you have a King of Diamonds falling with a Nine of Hearts. That's the best card in the deck. You have two spades with you. And there's two spades in the cards next over to you. So there's no doubt in my mind that there's something going on that is a cause for concern. Do you have symptoms that relate to something that happened to a man in your family, a father or a grandfather?
Not that I can recall.
I think there's some family history, and I'd like you to check it out. It might be useful to you. So
okay.
I think that you need to get some more information. You're not going to be feeling well for a few weeks yet. It's going to take you right through, it seems to me, right through June and into July. It seems to me that it's August and September when you're going to be feeling a lot better. But the best news that I have for you really is you're being treated properly.
Okay.
Thank you for the call, Julie. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Tony in Woonsocket. Tony, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Myrna?
I'm well, thank you, Tony. And I see that you're a Capricorn. And what is your question for me?
I have a question on the hot topic of the year, politics. I recently ran last year, and I got beat, but I'm thinking of running again, and I want to know what you think.
Does it look like you might win this year? And the election is it going to be the November date?
It's going to be next year, 2009.
Oh, it's in 2009. Okay, I'm sorry that you're not running to be elected this year. And the King of Clubs is the card that represents you. And, of course, Capricorn is known for being indomitable. I think if you really believe you have something to offer, it makes sense to keep on running until finally they elect you, until finally they see the light. Okay.
Right.
I have the King of Clubs that represents you. You fall right next to the King of Hearts, and there's two aces there. What that tells me, two things. Number one, while you're a very nice guy, I think that you have on occasion rubbed some very important people the wrong way. Yes, we put our finger on that particular problem. So this man who stands beside you, he has a lot of the energy of the fire sign, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, and there's something dynamic about him. And he knows how to win a crowd over. It's like he knows when to play. He knows when to lighten up. You're so serious. You know what I mean? Yes, you do. So, okay, if you want to win this election, there is a chance that you could, but you need to take some lessons. I don't know if you need to start wearing a clown suit and a squirty, you know, flower and a red nose. I'm not talking about that. But I do think that you've got to find a way to work the crowd with a little bit more upbeat, positive stuff. I mean, granted, almost every city and town we know of has some very serious problems.
Yeah.
And of course you want to address those seriously or no one's going to take you seriously. But can you be upbeat about it? Can you be positive about it? Can you be encouraged? Whatever, you get it. So do you have a chance? Yeah, you have a chance.
Is it a good chance?
if at this very moment, it's only 60%, you got to do better than that.
Oh, that's good.
No, it's not. At least it's above 50.
Yeah, that's not bad.
All right. Good luck, Tony.
Thank you very much.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Bob in Barrington, welcome to the program. Take a look. The thing that's going on, the King of Diamonds is the card that represents you, first of all. And what's going on is Saturn is in the sign of Virgo, and it's going to be there for about another year plus, and then it's going to go into Libra. So if you haven't been able to pull this business up, it will go down, and it will be over. Now, the question is, do you want to wait that long? And I've got to tell you, if these were my cards, I'd close.
You would.
You fall with the 5 and 9 of spades in the first house of the reading. The 9 of spades is the single worst card in the deck. The 5 of spades is the second worst card in the deck.
Oh, that's good news.
Yeah, I know it. And up in the 10th house, which represents your company, there's a 2 and 8 of spades side by side. If I knew how to sing, I'd be singing a death knell because that's what those cards represent. I don't mean to make light of it. It's not fun. But the reality is it's going down, down, down. And you can ignore it as long as you want to. It won't make it better. You like the work. And in the 6th house, which represents the nature of the business itself, you've got very nice cards. But for whatever reason, whether it has to do with location or competition, it isn't working, and I don't see it working. And so very seriously, Bob, I would be making another choice.
Well, thank you for looking at that for me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO. 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Trish in Narragansett. Trish, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, Trish. I see you're a Capricorn, and what's your question for me?
Everything seems to be shifting for me. My balance is just not the same in everything. My family, what I want to do, where my place is in life. I'm not trusting people around me anymore.
Trish, that's a huge question you present. and I spend a couple of minutes with a person, I would do you a total injustice if I tried to make any sense out of what you just said. What part is completely within your control? Put all your energy into working on just that one thing and get more of a sense of standing on your own feet in that one area, then move on.
I have a problem with that, just standing on my own feet, knowing that I can, but always bringing somebody else in.
Trish, you have to stop that. It isn't working. You've got to focus all your attention on yourself first. Look, this is not about being selfish. Let's look at it this way. If I want you to love me, I better be lovable. If I'm not lovable, why should you love me?
Exactly.
If I'm not feeling good about my ability to do my work, why should you use my services? Why should you want to work with me if I don't feel good about my ability to do the job? So it all starts with you taking stock of yourself. It all starts with you acknowledging who you are, what you need, and what you have to offer. And Capricorn is a very, very capable sign. You've been beaten down, and I'm really sorry about that. But I do know that the planets, several of them, are in places to help you. And maybe that's why you called. But the fact is, if you take just one piece and focus on it, make it better, then you can move on to the next.
Yeah. Maybe I think I probably called just to know a little more about my sign. Because
all right. Well, you just heard from me. You just heard that, number one, Capricorn really has an indomitable will and a real strength in continuing to go at it again and again and again, which is exactly what I want you to do. And also, the planets are in a place to help you accomplish. Don't give up. Thank you for the call, Trish. 438-WPRO. 1-800-321-WPRO. Lisa in Cranston, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome, Lisa.
I'm selling my house. Oh, husband, yeah?
Okay, and what's his birthday?
2/15.
Okay, so he's an Aquarian. Okay, the King of Diamonds represents your husband, and the Queen of Clubs represents you. And falling in the fourth house, which represents the house that you want to sell, there is a King and a Queen of Hearts, and that certainly looks like a couple coming in to buy the house. Is this a house that has three bedrooms?
It has, four to five.
Okay, because there's at least three kids. So that's what's going to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as when, it could be as soon as, believe it or not, it could be as soon as 8 to 9 days or 8 to 9 weeks. These people are pre-approved, and I expect that you will be out of there as soon as you want to be. I think this is going to move more quickly than you expect. The house seems to have that right quality and the right price tag, so you've been reasonable on that level, and I'm feeling very optimistic about you moving on this quite quickly.
Great.
Thanks for the call, Lisa.
Thanks.
All right, then. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. We have one line available for you. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 p.m., taking your calls and making predictions. And by the way, if you're interested in knowing more about what I do, what I have to offer, I have a website. In fact, I've got a bunch of them, but you can start at MyrnaLamb.com. That's MyrnaLamb.com. And all the information is there about who I am, what I do, besides what this is. And, of course, if you're interested in private consultations, my office is in Lincoln, Rhode Island at 401-333-7970, 333-7970. Back to the phones here at WPRO. Let's start with Sherry on a cell phone. Sherry, welcome to the program.
Yes.
Have you ever been in business yourself?
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
You've already, do you have one going now, or you did?
No, I did before, and this is totally different.
Okay, so you had a business, you let it go.
Yep.
Now you want to, or you're considering starting another business.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I have no problem with you doing that. You fall in your own sixth house with a five of hearts and a couple of nice diamonds, and up in the 10th house, which represents being self-employed, three clubs and a diamond. Those are all cards that tell me you know how to do it. And, of course, having been there once, you know what to do in terms of the taxes and finding someone to work for you and on and on. You also have nice cards in the 9th house and the 8th and the 12th in all the places that are key. Yes, you do. However, the timing is the question. The biggest question in this layout is when. And I think that the reason for that question is that you're born under the sign of Virgo. And I know that there are some planets around that are very helpful, but there are also a couple that are very dicey. And so I think that picking the time becomes critical. and looking at, for example, looking at what's going on, Saturn's in Virgo, can that be good? Yes, depending on where it falls in the chart. So I'm by no means saying you can't do it because Saturn's in Virgo. You can. It's a matter of making sure that Saturn is in a quiet place with regard to your sun sign. But we also have the planet Uranus, which is all about change, and it's in late Pisces, and that might be difficult. So, in answer to your question, can you? Yes. Will you? I think so. Should you do it right away? Absolutely not, and timing is critical.
Cool.
All right, Sharon. Okay. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, Sue in Westerly. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Myrna, how are you?
I'm well, Sue. We seem to have a run of Libras tonight. Welcome to the program.
There's always one every week.
You're right, there is. And what is your question for me?
Well, I'm wondering about a...
house, which is about marriage and partnership, or in the 11th house, which is about getting out there socially. I also look for kings to fall on the surface of the cards. Well, you happen to have the King of Hearts right on the surface of the 5th house. And that's really where he belongs. It's right on the surface of romance, and that means that he's real. And you fall in the 5th house away from him, which is also a very positive testimony. However, this is not an unblemished picture. This man is either still married, going through a divorce, or he may have been married twice before and had a very serious relationship that almost constitutes a third marriage, or he may have some career problems. In other words, I see this man as being very kind and very good in so many ways, and fun, and somebody who you'd like, but there's a big problem of some sort. So what does that mean? If you were 22 years old, I would say don't even think about it. But if you're a grown-up and you're not worried about having babies, for example...
Yes, we're long past that.
Then it's okay, because it's not as if you have to rush or you have to feel worried about that biological clock thing.
Or ever have to get married again.
Exactly. It means you can enjoy what's wonderful about this man without worrying about whether he really is on that echelon that matters on some list of things that you might write up for the perfect man. So I think this is a very good man, and I am firmly convinced that you'll meet him in, well, there's two time frames here. One suggests that it's within 4 months, but the other suggests it could be a little bit later into the year, even toward the very end of this year. But I do see a man, and he really is in the right place, and you're in the right place for him. So have some fun.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Elizabeth in Blackstone. Elizabeth, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Elizabeth, I see that you are... Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. You have a couple of children?
Two.
You have two children. He's not willing to try marriage counseling?
No.
Okay. How are you handling it, Elizabeth?
Okay.
You're okay with it?
I don't want one, but it's okay.
Okay, then I'm not sure that I know what your question is.
If it's going to go through and when...
Okay, so, all right, now I think you have a radio on in the background, and that's not helping either one of us.
Okay.
Queen of Diamonds is the card that represents you. The King of Clubs is the card that represents him. And just want to take a look and see what's going on. The Eighth House cards are that's the box of divorce. And in your Eighth House, what I have is clubs, three clubs. Now, in my system, clubs represent stability, staying the course. So since the plan is to get a divorce, the fact that there's all those clubs there suggests that, indeed, the divorce is going to go through. It seems to me there's already somebody else around. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, he'll be involved with somebody else in a very short time, but then again, the opportunity is going to exist for you, too. Both of you have another person around you. So there will be other opportunities. I'm sorry this is happening. I know it's not what you wanted, but it certainly looks to me as though it will, in fact, go through. Elizabeth, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Debbie in Cranston. Debbie, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
And just because we don't want to break this train here, you're also a Libra.
Yes.
What's your question for me, Debbie?
Well, I've been having a problem with my health lately.
Oh.
And I'm wondering if you see anything in your
cards. All right, let's take a look at some cards or your circulation at this point.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, that's good. That's good. All right. I have the Queen of Diamonds, which is you. Mm-hmm. You fall in your own fourth house. The fourth house is nutrition. It's medications. It's what you put into your body, which is okay. One of the reasons I asked whether the digestive tract was at all involved. And you said no. The only place where there's any really bad cards is in a place that does have to do with circulation.
Okay.
And that's the blood system, the venous system, the arterial system. And so if that's not what this is about, then I don't see what's going on. You get the Nine of Hearts, best card in the deck in the first house.
Okay.
If you hadn't asked me about health, it never would have occurred to me that you had such a question.
Well, very good.
Yeah, it is. These cards are indicating fear and worry.
Yeah.
But I don't see anything that's particularly terrible here at all.
Okay.
In fact, did you get some test results that you didn't like, and are you going to go back and see a different doctor?
I will now.
Good. All right. Debbie, let me know how it goes. And how it goes. All right, thank you so much. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Kevin in Warwick. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How you doing?
I'm well, thanks. And I see you're a Scorpio. And what's your question for me?
What's my question? Well, trying to find out if you can give me a lead on when I'm going to finally get a job.
Oh, my goodness.
I've been laid off for the second time in 2 years.
All right.
And it's very dismal out here.
And it's the kind of work that you do that seems to keep getting laid off. Is that what the problem is?
Not necessarily the work. Sometimes it's who I work for.
Okay. All right. So, in other words, you have a career where there is demand, but you simply wind up working in companies that have trouble? Is that what you're telling me?
Somewhat of a demand.
Okay. I have the outcome means there's going to be money. But, you're a Scorpio. Scorpio is a sign that tends to want to continue to go straight no matter what. I'm on this path. I want to get where I want to go. And I think you need to ask yourself whether it's time for you to try to find a way to turn off slightly to the right or to the left. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm doing that already.
Good. Because that will pay off for you. Otherwise, you're just going to get laid off again and again. This you've seen the pattern, and it will recur. Especially because right now, the planets are really very well placed for you as a Scorpio, and that's why I'm confident you're going to find something very soon. So, chin up, Kevin. I feel real good about this for you. All right, we're out of time for this hour, but we have another hour, so please stay here with me. I'm Myrna Lamb, an astrologer and a card reader, here with you for another hour on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. And you know what's coming up right away, of course? We have the news with Laura Clarizio at 6 o'clock.